This is real, and this is chocolate. Today we're attempting to make chocolate look like real-life objects. Like imagine turning this into this. And after we're done, we'll be placing them around this room in plain sight. And the judges will have to guess which items are chocolate by biting them. If they find more of your objects, you lose. And you have to destroy your car with chocolate syrup.
Let's go.
It's time to make real-life items out of chocolate.
Ah!
Oh my god!
So tasty.
Well, don't eat too much chocolate because this is what we're using to sculpt real-life items. And hopefully by the end of the video, you won't even know if it's chocolate or real.
And I'll definitely be full from all this chocolate that I eat.
Alright, anyways, it's time to start sculpting. We have all these tools back here. So, using knives, we're gonna be able to cut the chocolate and create real items. I'm gonna be making a mug.
Boring. I'm gonna make mine super ultra realistic. I'm gonna make a flower vase with like some flowers in it.
All right, well, let's make a mug out of chocolate.
I need power tools. You're just gonna use your mouth?
That's technically a tool, right?
And I'll use this saw. I need to cut this thing into a better shape because mugs are not squares. Here we go. That's delicious!
Well, since I'm gonna be making a very realistic flower vase, I'm gonna use this tool and carve out the design of my vase.
I'm gonna use this saw to keep cutting my chocolate block. Oh!
Do you see this?
Tasty. Tastes like chocolate.
That's my chocolate!
Power tools! Nice. I'm cutting out the shape and I'm gonna go chisel away all the extra chocolate.
Oh, you're making like one of these.
Yep, exactly.
Perfect!
So this is the beginning of my coffee mug. It's definitely a better shape. You know, you could just drink it like that, but coffee mugs are not square, so we have to make this thing round.
That's so satisfying.
Sorry. Tasty.
You're gonna have chocolate in your hair for days, bro. All right, we're gonna use this shaver to make this thing even more round.
Oh, nice. This is gonna make it very, very smooth, and the judges won't even know this is chocolate.
Yo, I have surprised myself.
Do you see how smooth I made this chocolate mug?
I'm going crazy right now.
Oh my god, it looks like a squash.
What's a squash?
It's a vegetable. You wouldn't know.
That is a tool.
Next up, I'm gonna carve out the middle of my mug and then add my liquid. We're gonna use this tool to carve it out. Careful. Let's carve it out. Ooh, this is nice, it's like a scooping tool. Let's use this to scoop out the chocolate. Just like a...
Oh, come on!
Bwomp.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe I'll use the other side.
This thing sucks! All right, this should be better.
Here we go. Oh yeah, we're getting all that chocolate out.
Next up, I'm gonna make the little hole in the top of my little flower vase. That way I can put a spot for all the flowers.
Oh, okay. But so far, so good. I have made the hole of my mug. Next up, we have to add the handle. That's the part where you can drink it.
Using this piece of chocolate, I'm gonna sculpt the handle of my mug.
All right, let's begin spray painting. This is edible spray paint, so when Vlad and Chris don't find mine and find Ben's first, they'll be eating some edible spray paint.
What color?
Let me see.
Oh, okay, I'm fine.
It's gonna be orange.
Ooh. It is time to put on the handle to my mug. Yo!
Let's use some toothpicks to attach this thing.
Oh my god, it's perfect!
For the next detail, we're gonna paint this thing white. Most coffee mugs are white, so that'll be the most inconspicuous color.
Inconspicuous.
What happened?
I'm making it look even more perfect, like a flower.
Shut the
You got worried about mine, huh?
I did. I had to make mine a little bit more realistic, so that's why I went back to the drawing board.
Well, the clock's ticking, so you might not have time. We have white edible paint. Let's put it on the coffee mug. And make this thing look beautiful.
Here goes nothing. Oh, that looks good. Beautiful.
Okay, it's been painted.
All right, next up, let's paint this thing. I'm thinking about making it orange.
You already painted it.
All right, well, paint it again.
All right, Cam got worried about my paint job, so he's making his a little nicer.
Woo, nice. All right, now we get our cute little flowers.
Whoa, those are not chocolate.
Well, you could eat them like chocolate.
Okay, whatever. My final detail is chocolate syrup inside right here. This chocolate syrup will make it look like there's coffee in the mug. Here we go. Oh, okay, that's enough. Oh my gosh, that looks so good.
All right, let's add some flowers here.
Add a flower here.
I'm not done yet. All right, every flower vase has some dirt in it. So let's add a little bit of dirt.
Dirt.
Whoa, we kind of cooked.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, huh?
Well, I have made a chocolate coffee mug. There's no way they're gonna find this.
And I made a beautiful little flower vase.
Let's go put these things in the room and blend them in.
Oh yeah, hopefully I don't eat you.
It's time to find the perfect spot to place our chocolate items.
Oh, there are so many spots I could put this flower vase.
All right, I have a coffee mug. Ooh, it's perfect.
Wait, that could be a chocolate coffee cup.
No, this is a chocolate coffee cup.
I can't tell which one's which.
That's a good sign. All right, well, I'm replacing the real one with the chocolate one. Put this right here. And hopefully when the judges are searching this room, they don't see that.
As much as I want to put this flower vase right next to this one, I don't like this spot. I feel like this is going to be the first place they check, so...
What?
I'm going to put my flower vase right here.
Are you sure?
Yes, dude. There's no way they're going to check this spot. The flower is right next to this one. It just blends in and just... It's the perfect spot.
This is a pretty good spot, but as you can tell, there are so many things in this room because we want to distract the judges as much as possible. So, we can put things anywhere.
Like this little boo-boo?
That's not chocolate.
How do you know that?
Take a bite.
Yeah, that's not chocolate.
After we make all of our chocolate items, the judges will search this room, and whoever has more items that go unfound wins.
All right, well, there's no way they're gonna find my items.
Well, Cam, remember, the loser at the end of the video has to destroy their car with chocolate syrup.
That's kind of tasty.
It's gonna destroy your car!
And be really tasty.
All right, well, suit yourself, buddy. We have more items to make. Let's keep going.
You stay.
It's time to make some more realistic items out of chocolate.
It's so tasty.
Dude, there's no way they're finding my chocolate mug.
There's no way they're gonna find my flower vase.
That's probably the first thing they're gonna see. Anyways, the next item I'm making is a picture frame.
Boring.
Well, the whole point is to do something that you wouldn't actually think is chocolate. So, what are the odds that you'd find a picture frame out of chocolate? Like, they're not gonna think that.
Interesting reasoning.
You know?
I'm gonna make something so iconic, they're gonna love it.
Okay, what is it?
Huh? 6-7. 6-7. I'm just kidding about that. All right, but I will show you what I'm gonna make. All right, ready?
3, 2, 1.
A banana! And I'm gonna use a bunch of other fruit to disguise my chocolate banana. They'll never know.
Okay. All right, well, it's time to turn this chocolate block into a picture frame. Let's begin.
I need this tool.
Right, I'm just gonna use the actual banana to trace out my chocolate banana. That way, when I go to cut it out, it's gonna be the exact size as this banana. It's gonna blend right in.
This feels like a perfect size for a picture frame, so let's cut this giant block in half.
Let's get cutting.
All right, after a lot of cutting, I can now reveal the base of my picture frame. It's a perfect size for a cute photo of me, my girlfriend, and my dog. Let's get this out of here. And let's begin sculpting. What is that?
It's a banana. A chocolate banana.
It looks like a telephone.
Hello? Hey, Mr. Beast, how's it going? Yeah, I'm using all your chocolate right now. Pretty delicious stuff. You said I'm the best builder in the world? I love you!
No wonder it tastes so good.
It's time to use my favorite tool. This is like the shaver. You go like this, and all the chocolate falls off. Let's make this thing a perfect rectangle. I can't wait to see the judges walk through that room and just start biting things. There's no way they're gonna know that this is chocolate. I mean, they might bite random objects, but they will not bite this.
What if they bite, like, a rock? I could make a chocolate rock.
All right, we have achieved the perfect shape, but...
We all love a good meal, but there's no feeling quite like cooking one. Whether it's everyone at yours for a Sunday roast or after-school sausage and mash. Quick, simple, gone in minutes. One thing brings it all together. Ah, Bisto. The original gravy. Rich, smooth, and unmistakable since 1908. When the gravy makes the dish, make the gravy. Ah, Bisto.
Like all picture frames, they have designs around the edges. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make a design around the edge, put a perfect size for the picture, and then paint it.
I'm just gonna make a banana and make it yellow.
So you're probably wondering what picture's gonna go on my picture frame.
This one.
Very wholesome picture of my girlfriend and my dog. Just need to put it right here. Perfect. All right, let's create the picture frame. This might just be a rectangle, but I feel like it's more challenging than the mug because I have to make this one look straight, perfect, and precise because picture frames are very rectangular. Hard to make a piece of chocolate rectangular.
I think it's pretty hard to make a piece of chocolate look like a banana.
Yo, that's insane.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Bruh, look at this dude.
What are you doing?
I'm eating a chocolate banana.
That actually probably tastes very good, but the clock is ticking. No time to mess around. The next thing I'm gonna do to my picture frame is spray paint this thing gold. This is a perfect color. I hope this looks good. Here goes nothing. Bro, there's no way you'll be able to tell that this is chocolate. I mean, do you see that color gold? So fancy. This looks like it's worth $1 million. It looks like a gold brick. We have one more detail, and that is to put a picture inside the picture frame.
All right, my banana is all sculpted. Let's turn it into an actual banana, because right now it's just a chocolate banana. Let's get some yellow. Yeah, that looks like a banana yellow.
3, 2, 1.
Banana! All right, let's get some other yellows too.
Oh, that looks so good. I'm scared.
Dude.
I have my picture. Let's put it in the picture frame and hope for the best. Come on. Perfect fit. Yo, do you see this?
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
That's also pretty cool. Bro, when Vlad and Chris go into this room and try to find our chocolate items, I don't know if they're going to find any of them.
I don't know, man. This banana looks pretty legit. But I'm not done yet! All right, wait, watch this, Ben.
Is that the sticker from the banana?
Yes, all bananas have this special little sticker, and so does mine.
Genius! Well, just like that, I have created a chocolate picture frame.
And I created a chocolate banana!
Let's go place these things in the room, and hopefully Vlad and Chris don't find them.
All right, banana.
Woo! All right, let's place our chocolate items somewhere in this room.
Dude, this banana looks awesome! All right, I saw some bananas earlier, so I think that's the perfect spot for it.
Are you sure?
What do you mean, am I sure? Yeah, I'm sure!
Right, put it in there, let's see how it looks.
Now we're just gonna...
Okay, move the apples.
Yep, we're just gonna go... Look! You can't even tell! There's no way they're gonna find that one.
Okay, that's a pretty good spot, but I have a picture frame that I'm gonna hang on the wall.
Where? There's so many different spots in here.
I'm feeling right here. Imagine... This is right here. You're not gonna see that, bro. They're not gonna think that a chocolate picture frame can actually be hung on the wall.
I know it's chocolate.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna hang this right here, and hopefully they don't mind it. All right, moment of truth. There's no way they're gonna think that's chocolate, bro.
I will say, pretty good spot.
Well, there are now 4 items that are chocolate in this room. A coffee mug, a banana, a vase, and a picture frame.
Honestly, I think my next item that I'm gonna make out of chocolate is gonna be a controller.
That's genius.
Pretty good.
All right, well, let's make more chocolate items.
Oh yeah, I love chocolate.
I'm about to make the most realistic item out of chocolate.
I think I'm gonna make the most realistic item out of chocolate.
I saw something when I was in the room, and it gave me an idea.
What's your idea?
So, there were some shoes and a shoebox.
I'm gonna make shoes.
What?
Yeah.
No. I'm gonna make a shoe. Do not steal my idea.
All right, I'm sorry. I saw a PlayStation in there, so I'm thinking, if there's a PlayStation in there, I gotta make a PlayStation controller.
That's honestly kind of smart.
Yeah, dude, it only makes sense. So I might as well make it out of chocolate so it looks very realistic when I put it next to the PlayStation.
Well, these are two very good items, but can we make it out of chocolate?
That's the challenge here. All right, let's begin. I need some tools.
All right, I think I have a PlayStation controller somewhere around here. That's not a PlayStation controller.
Oh, right here. Uh-huh. All right, well, let me get my shoe.
All right. Put it right here, let's trace it out. I'm not gonna be doing a high top like this because that's very hard. I just wanna trace the bottom of the shoe to make this identical size. Perfect. Let's cut some chocolate! All right, then we need the battery. Oh, that's a big end.
All right, let's start cutting. Nice.
This is so much chocolate.
Yeah, dude.
Yo, okay, this is like the front of the shoe, this is the top of the shoe. You can kind of start to see the shape.
This one's a little tricky, but it's fine. It'll still look good once I'm done carving everything.
There's chocolate going everywhere! Come on! I need all the points I can get. There's no way Vlad and Chris are gonna find this one. I am done with the shape. I don't know what to think about it. It needs some paint and it needs some more detail. So let's use this tool for some more details. We need to make the sole, we need to make the laces, a lot of important details. All right, so far so good. I think we need to do the laces next.
Controller's all good. Let's get some molding chocolate and make the little knobbies on my PlayStation controller.
I have created laces. Not quite sure if that looks like laces, but it's gonna work.
Let me know in the comments what your favorite video game is.
Roblox.
You play Roblox?
Mm-hmm.
Is your favorite Tim Cheese?
Absolutely not.
All right, Dad. We got our little knobby knobs. We got our pew, 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 pew.
Cool. I think it's time for paint. My shoe desperately needs it. I mean, look at it.
Yeah, it definitely needs paint.
With the paint, hopefully it'll come to life. I'm gonna make my shoe blue. So if I can paint this thing blue, make the sole white, make the laces white, they shouldn't find it. Let's paint this thing.
I think I'm ready for paint too. I need some white.
Incoming paint.
Ooh.
All right, it's all blue. Don't worry, it's not gonna stay like that. Let's make the sole of the shoe white. I'm gonna use this paper so I don't paint it. That's starting to look so good. Bro, the paint really made this thing come to life. I mean, do you see the sole? All right, let's do the laces now. We're gonna use this little paintbrush and some white spray paint. All right, let's paint the laces. Yo, that actually isn't that bad. Once I paint the swoosh, we might be in business.
Yeah, I'm adding some black color to the chocolate controller.
All right, well, somehow I have created a Nike shoe. Oh, it's heavy.
That's a lot of chocolate.
Well, they are now done.
It's okay. All right, I'm gonna make a better one next round.
It's time to put these items in the room and hopefully Vlad and Chris don't find them.
There's no way they're finding this one.
All right, woo!
Let's go play Fortnite.
I'm actually surprised how good this turned out.
Yeah, I mean, I could have done better if I had more time, but it's fine. It's still gonna look really good.
All right, well, let's put your controller next to this one and see how it looks.
All right, let's get rid of that one and just do that one. Let's put it a little farther back. All right, I'm gonna put this in my construction vest.
Okay, so
it looks better now that it's next to the PlayStation, but let's just hope they don't find it.
Yeah, good luck, bro.
All right, go place your shoe somewhere.
This is kind of a goofy looking shoe, I can't lie.
But it's not Nike, bro. That's Nike.
It said Nike.
Okay, how about this? Over here in the back corner, all the way in the back, I'm gonna replace whatever this is.
Can I have it? Never mind, I didn't want it.
Wow, it just broke. And I'm gonna place the shoe right here. It looks like one of the many things on this shelf. Let's just hope they don't bite this shoe.
I don't know. Maybe if you made it smell gross, like one of your shoes, then yeah, they won't bite it.
All right, listen. If I'm a judge, the first thing I'm biting is that PlayStation controller. Well, you better hope they don't find that because at the end of the video, the loser has to destroy their car with chocolate syrup.
I do like chocolate.
Imagine chocolate all over your car and inside your car.
Sounds pretty tasty, not gonna lie.
Well, I don't wanna lose, so let's make some more chocolate items.
Let's go, buddy.
These items are looking so realistic.
And I'm still hungry, so that means I need to eat some more chocolate.
All right, well, we have made some pretty crazy things. I'm actually curious, are Vlad and Chris gonna be able to find anything?
No, maybe the controller. I gotta redeem myself off that one. But this next item I'm gonna make is gonna be pretty good.
Well, the next item I will be making is a clock.
It's like inconspicuous. I'm gonna hang it on the wall in the room and hopefully they don't think to look at the wall.
You should make the time 6-7 o'clock.
I will.
I'm gonna do a book.
Ooh.
Yep, for knowledge.
It's a good disguise.
Right, a book is always in every single living room, so I think it just means our living room needs a chocolate book.
Okay, okay. I don't know which one is more random. They're both very random, which is good.
I'm gonna use this circle right here to trace out my clock. Give me my saw.
All right.
Woo! Let's start cutting my clock.
Oh yeah.
Perfect. Yummy.
Woo, it looks good.
All right, let's cut this in half one more time because no clock is this thick.
There once was a woman who lived in a shoe. A size too snug, but what could she do? But that's not where her story ends. Thanks to a little help from her Experian friends, she got her score into much better shape and relocated to a box-fresh new place with room to grow and a mortgage to suit. Now, she lives in a spacious 4-bedroom cowboy boot. Better your Experian credit score to help get mortgage ready. Experian. Better your score. Better your story.
Happy birthday. You are welcome.
I'm just gonna act like it didn't happen. This is my clock right here. Okay, it's obviously a square right now, but I'm gonna make it into a circle. Therefore, it will look more like a clock.
You know what I think? I think it should look more like a clock.
Just let me cook. All right, let's cut out a circle for my clock. Yo, it's a clock.
Looks like my face.
Same thing. All right, well, we have a nice circle. Let's make this thing perfect, though.
We're smoothing this thing. We want it perfectly flat.
That, my friend, is the perfect circle. But we need to add some
details. Can you hold this tool for
me? I'm
busy.
Please? Ooh.
Please? Thank you. Good boy.
Oh, no. No, pause. All right, I'm doing a little circle inside the circle because this is gonna be the outside of the clock. This is the inside of the clock.
All right, now let's make the curvature of the book.
All right, I have to do paint right now because I can't make any more progress without paint. I'm gonna use some other chocolate pieces to make the hands, but next, I'm gonna paint this thing white. Perfect. We're gonna paint the outside of my clock red.
Here goes the outside.
All right, next up, I am making the pages of my book.
We're coming in with some more details. We're gonna do black on the inside right here. All right, next up, I'm gonna add the hands. Probably wondering what I'm gonna use. These, you know what these are? They are perfect. These are chocolate sticks. They're gonna be perfect for what I'm doing.
Delicious.
Anyways, what I was saying was I can literally use them as the hands for my clock. I needed that. Okay, whatever. There's more in here. It's fine. All right, here we go. Perfect.
All right, just made the pages. I think next step, we gotta paint this thing so it looks a little bit more realistic than just chocolate. All right, let's add the pages to my book of knowledge.
I'm gonna add one more detail. I'm gonna add little marks for the hours.
All right, next up, let's add some red because this is a red book.
Looks pretty good.
If this were on the wall,
you're not looking at that.
Nice, all right.
I'm done. Are you done?
Yeah, kind of.
Hurry.
I think I'm good.
You good?
I think I'm good.
We picked two very good items. Yeah, time's up.
Right now?
Yeah, right now, time's up.
Okay, well, I'm good.
You made a book and I made a clock. Two very, very, very random items. But that's the point. We don't want Vlad and Chris to go looking for these. All right, let's go put these items in the room.
Woo! I'm gonna go read a book right now. I don't even know how to read. All right, let's go.
These might be our best chocolate items yet.
Dude, I read this entire book right now.
It's not even a real book.
I learned lots of stuff, all right? It's a dictionary.
Well, I have a clock right here.
Where are you gonna hang it?
You know, I'm thinking somewhere kind of crazy.
Like the ground?
No, I'm thinking right here, front and center. The first thing you see when you walk in this room. Right there.
You sure that's gonna work?
I feel like putting it in an obvious place is actually a good idea.
Moment of truth. Yo!
Nice.
The only thing I'm worried about is that the time will never change on this clock.
You really think they're gonna be reading the time?
True, they're gonna be looking at other things, but I just hope they don't look up there.
Well, since we're over here, I think the perfect spot for this book is right next to these books.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. All right, how are you gonna do it? Let me see. That's honestly pretty insane. All right, chocolate book and chocolate clock.
We have placed so many chocolate items in this room. I honestly forgot what is chocolate.
Oh, I forgot that was there. That's how good it is.
Those soda bottles give me an idea right there. So let's make some more chocolate items because I don't want to cover my car in chocolate syrup, so I better lock in.
Oh, I've been locked in, my friend.
Okay.
I'm gonna make a tool because there's tools right here.
Best of luck. Let's make more chocolate items.
Reverse ring.
We are becoming professionals at this.
And I'm becoming more and more hungry with all the chocolate I'm eating.
All right, well, we have made some pretty realistic objects, but we're not done. The next thing that I'm gonna make will blow your mind.
Is it 6-7?
No, it's a bottle of Coke.
A nice bottle of Coke, because there are some other drinks in the room, so if I can disguise it with all the other drinks, we'll have a nice chocolate bottle of Coke.
Well, I think I got a pretty good idea. I am gonna make a tool. More specifically, I'm gonna make a wrench. And wrenches are made of metal. They're not gonna wanna bite metal. You know, that'd be horrible to bite.
Yo, you're right. Well, you better make it look good. Let's begin. Before I cut it, I'm gonna shape it out. All right, we have to draw a bottle right here.
All right, there's my rough design. Oh, it's pretty good. Let's cut this thing.
Here we go. Wow.
Oh, I got it.
Yo. That was a crazy technique.
It works.
Ready? Look, this is my Coca-Cola bottle.
Tasty.
Redeem your Ladbrokes on free bet spins or even cash in for real money. That's Lattice Faction from Ladbrokes. And for extra Lattice Faction, here's the T's and C's. Let's rock.
18 plus, participate in selected promotions to get Ladbrokes.
Now, are all the traitors present? Let's get started, shall we?
From rags to riches.
I'm so sick of this.
Working like a dog and being treated worse.
Yorkshire to New York.
We're climbers, you and me.
A life dedicated to revenge.
Let's make this an occasion to remember.
A Woman of Substance on Channel 4 starts tonight at 9.
This is my wrench.
Alright, well, we need a lot of carving because this thing is square and it needs to be round.
Nice! Now we just kinda, you know, shape it the way that a wrench is supposed to be shaped.
We're gonna start shaping this thing to be more of a cylinder because it's just a very bad shape right now.
Very nice, very nice. It does look like a dog bone still.
We have both made some great progress. Look how much carving we've done. This is what mine looks like right now.
This is what mine looks like.
It is starting to look like a Coca-Cola bottle. Like you can drink it. All right, we're switching tools. This one's gonna make it smooth, nice, and shiny. Here we go. Look at all that. All that chocolate flying in the air.
Coming out good.
That's honestly starting to look more like a bone than a tool, bro.
Ah, I'm still working on it. It does look like a dog bone, though.
Thankfully, you have silver paint because without it, it would look like a dog bone.
Yeah.
Pretty close. That's insane. It looks like a giant wrench, and this looks like a bottle. We're doing good.
Whoa, it is taking shape very nicely.
I don't know how much cutting I just had to do, but I have achieved the Coca-Cola bottle shape. This was a giant block of chocolate. Now it's shaped to perfection.
Does it taste like Coca-Cola?
No, it tastes like chocolate. All right, well, there's one thing left to do. We have to paint this thing. And obviously, Coca-Cola is a very dark color. So I'm gonna paint this whole thing black and then add the red details to make it look like a Coca-Cola bottle. Let's paint this Coca-Cola bottle. Oh, perfect. The whole thing's gonna be black.
Whoa!
Coca-Cola. All right, well, we all know the caps are red and there's a red label. Check me out. I have acquired a real Coca-Cola label. All right, moment of truth. Oh my God, oh my God, Cam, look!
Whoa!
Chocolate Coca-Cola bottle. I'm gonna do a very iconic part of the Coca-Cola bottle, the red cap, using this paper so I don't spray everywhere.
Well, I'm gonna paint my wrench silver because that's the color of metal, all right?
That's gonna make it look really good.
All right, let's do this. 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Ooh, it's shiny!
Oh!
Why is it so shiny?
I don't know!
Let's make it red.
Nice, 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 nice. Oh, the reveal! Coca-Cola bottle!
That's insane. I'm gonna disguise this one with some other bottles like a Sprite, Mountain Dew,
Prime!
Some Prime!
Well, look at this thing, dude.
That, my friend, is a wrench.
That is a wrench. Hopefully they don't bite into metal, because
it'll be chocolate.
My Coca-Cola bottle is done.
And my wrench is done.
Let's put these things in the room and hope for the best. All right, to the room.
Let's go do some building.
This one is huge.
Yeah, that's crazy. I feel like they're gonna want a drink and they're gonna go straight for that.
Okay, now that I'm looking at it, the bigger the item, the more obvious it is. I kinda went crazy.
I think I went pretty practical.
All right, well, show me where you're gonna put your chocolate tool.
I mean, come on. It only makes sense to put my chocolate tool right next to the real tools.
All right, well, let's see how you blend it in.
All right, let's just make some room and then.
Okay.
You know, that looks pretty good.
You know, decent.
How about this?
Oh, God, that's cheating.
What?
All right, well, that looks pretty good, but I have a feeling this is going to look even better.
Where are you going to put that?
Well, there are two soda bottles right here, so if this is the third one, it'll blend in. Okay, looks pretty good.
I'm not going to lie.
Fanta, 7-Up, and Coca-Cola. Like you would never know.
Which one is chocolate?
I think using the label really helped, so call it cheating, but I call it perfection. So now that we have made 10 chocolate items, it is time to bring the judges in. They're gonna walk around and try to find our items. If more of my items go unfound, I win. If more of your items go unfound, you win.
Oh yeah! Are you nervous?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, neither am I. I'm just hungry.
Bring in the judges!
Oh yeah!
Fire! Buddy Chris, don't look!
What's going on?
Don't look behind you.
Why?
You can open your eyes.
Oh, okay.
But don't look behind you because we have made chocolate items and placed them all in this room. And you guys will have to find out if things are real or chocolate.
That sounds pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that easy because you guys will be wearing dizzy goggles.
Ooh. This is still not going to stop me from finding all the chocolate. I can't see anything!
Well, you guys will both have 10 attempts each. You'll go around the room just biting things, and it's your job to find the chocolate items.
Is that my grandpa?
Well, Chris, you're going first.
Woo! Let's go, baby!
Vlad, get out of here.
All right, see you guys.
All right, Chris, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I'm gonna start right here. How do I know you guys are not made out of chocolate?
I mean, I might taste like chocolate.
That was not an attempt.
Begin the search.
All right, where should we go? Can we try by the TV? I know you guys are trying to fool me.
The TV?
You guys are trying to make me think you're not that good at creating chocolate. Well, watch me bite this TV right now.
Might be pretty tasty.
3, 2, 1.
How is it?
Clearly a TV. All right.
Well, Chris, that is your first attempt. You have 9 more attempts. Continue.
Let's take a closer look at this table. Goodness, anything from this room can be a chocolate.
Could be the flowers.
Guys, I think we have to try it out. 3, 2, 1.
Yummy!
Are you guys pranking me right now?
That's not chocolate! That's another attempt down!
Keep looking!
I think you guys are pranking me. There are no objects that are chocolate in this room.
There's literally 10.
Alright guys, let's keep on finding some chocolate.
Oh my, what is this, Labubu?
Chocolate Labubu?
Nope. We got some candles.
Chocolate candles?
I don't think so.
Chris, choose wisely!
Nothing here. There's gotta be something over here. Like, I literally smell the chocolate. I think I see something. One of these mugs is made out of chocolate. Guys, subscribe if you want me to bite this one. And like for this one. Alright, I'm going for this one.
No!
Yo! Chocolate, baby! Let's go!
That was one of mine!
Oh, look at this bad boy. Let's go, baby! Found the first object.
Well, that was mine, so... Yeah, I'm losing right now.
Let's... Well, this was poorly made. Let's keep on finding.
Come on.
All right.
You shouldn't look over there.
Some beautiful tools. All right, what do we have here? We got a hammer. We got a wrench. A helmet. This wrench looks oddly suspicious.
I don't know, this is your fourth attempt.
What do you think,
so
guys?
So be careful.
Should we give it a try?
I don't think so. I gotta use those tools for building later.
Guys, I might break my teeth on this one, but I gotta try it. 3, 2, 1.
Yes!
There you go, baby!
You're supposed to bite metal!
I found another object!
Congratulations, Chris, you found one of Cam's chocolate items.
Barnacles.
So now he's 1-1.
Yep.
Alright, what do we have here? Candles? This could be easily a chocolate. Watch this.
Oh, how is it?
Alright, this is not chocolate.
That's your fifth attempt, Chris. If I were you, I'd lock in.
Are you locked in?
Shh.
Alright, what do we have next? This plant. This could easily be chocolate.
Rookie mistake!
Ew! Alright, that was bad.
That was your sixth attempt!
Alright guys, I know you tried to fool me. Not once, but twice. You talked to me about this Labubu. I'm pretty sure this guy's chocolate.
It is.
3, 2, 1!
What'd that taste like?
Like so much hair.
Not chocolate?
This guy's not chocolate!
Nope, not chocolate.
You can't even... Okay. Chris, what if I told you that you've walked past literally 5 chocolate items?
Yeah.
You've been very close!
Hmm.
But, you've only found 2.
You just gotta smell the chocolate. Yep, just like that.
Oh god. The couch looks kinda chocolatey. You guys are with me on this one, right? You want me to bite this chocolate?
Bite it!
Yeah!
Do it!
Yummy!
That's not chocolate.
Yummy.
Chris, you have 2 attempts, what?
How could the couch be a chocolate? All right, you know what? Lock in. We gotta find it. We gotta find it.
Do you see anything?
Oh, I don't know. I see a candle. One of these candles has to be a chocolate. I'm sure.
You tried one, you wanna try another?
Yeah, this one.
Does that taste like chocolate?
No. This is way harder than I expected.
Well, Chris, you're on your last attempt.
All right, choose wisely.
I just know there has to be a chocolate around here. That clock looks oddly out of place.
Bro, it's 3 o'clock, what do you mean?
It's not even moving. You know what? I'm just gonna take it and take a bite out of it.
Sure you wanna do that?
I'm pretty sure this is chocolate. 3, 2, 1. Yo!
No!
I took a bite out of the clock!
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Chris, that was all 10 of your attempts. You found 2 of mine and 1 of Cam's, which means I'm losing.
Woohoo! That was not too shabby.
How does the chocolate clock taste?
Pretty bad.
Thanks. All right, Chris, well, your attempts are up.
Woo!
Give me those goggles and get out of here.
All right, good luck to you guys.
Bye. All right, Vlad, come on in.
Oh my God, I can't see anything.
Walk this way and good luck, buddy.
Okay. Vlad, are you ready?
I'm very ready. 10 attempts. Let's go.
Okay, what do we got here? Ooh, I see some books, some candles.
Yes? Why are you looking at us?
Trying to act slick, right?
It's a pretty flower vase, isn't it?
I see you guys used real flowers for this vase. But is the vase real? Let's find out.
Oh god.
3, 2, 1. Oh, this is chocolate.
That's chocolate.
No.
This is good.
Yeah, it's good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I designed it to be tasty.
That vase is Cam, so you have had 2 items found, and so have I.
With the DZ goggles, this looks very realistic. I'll give you that.
Thank you. Thank you. I guess not realistic enough.
And that was my first attempt. I got 9 left. Let's keep going.
What are you thinking? Where do you want to go next?
See a blanket, but... Yeah, I don't think you guys sculpted a freaking blanket out of chocolate, so I'll keep going.
Okay, what do we got here?
Ooh, some tools.
Don't lose your teeth, by the way.
Oh, I see a hammer.
Yeah, go ahead.
This has to be chocolate. Come on now. All right, 3, 2, 1. This is real.
Ah, fuck. Like a dark house.
That was a failed attempt, but it doesn't matter. I got 8 left, and this room is filled with objects. So let's keep going. I recognize these rugs. I've seen them before.
It's a picture frame.
The reflections on the picture frame look oddly suspicious. I'll take a bite out of it. 3, 2, 1. Oh!
How?
It's chocolate!
I was the most confident about that one.
Ugh.
Well, bad news for me, that was one of my chocolate items.
All right, I'll try the poster this time. Hear me out. This might be the best idea I've ever had in this video. 3, 2, 1.
Definitely the best idea you've ever had.
How's that one taste?
Like paper.
It's not chocolate!
Yeah.
Another attempt down. You have 6 attempts left.
I see a PS5 right here. I don't want to touch them. Because we can only bite, okay? But even with the dizzy goggles, I can tell one of these is chocolate because they look different.
Pick wisely.
Looking at them, this has to be the chocolate. Okay, I'll just bite it. 3, 2, 1.
I wouldn't do that.
It's chocolate!
Come on!
Yes! This looks amazing.
That was one of Cam's items.
Thank you. Well, I didn't do that good of a job if you found it.
Still impressive though. Okay, I'm doing pretty good, but I got 5 more attempts. Let's keep going.
You've walked past a lot of things, my friend.
Hmm.
Lots of items down there.
Hmm. Could these be chocolate? I feel like it's pretty easy to make this out of chocolate. So, you know what? 3, 2, 1.
Tastes like Messi or Ronaldo.
Tastes like dirt.
That is not chocolate, my friend. That was a real soccer ball.
Yes, it is. Oh.
4 more attempts.
Let's keep going.
So far, Cam has had 3 items found, and so have I. So we're tied up right now. The next items you choose will decide the winner. What you doing back there?
Yeah, where are you going?
A candle is very easy to make out of chocolate, so I'll just give it a try.
Yeah, let me know how it tastes.
Come on, this has to be chocolate. It looks like chocolate. Choose the middle one. 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Oh.
How was it?
Were you successful or not?
It doesn't taste like chocolate.
Well, that is another failed attempt. Vlad, you literally have 3 more attempts left.
Okay, I gotta lock in, Chad. These all look very real. So, let me just... Is that a fruit bowl?
Yeah, are you hungry? You want an apple?
Oh, I see tons of bananas.
You like bananas? You probably hate bananas.
I actually love bananas, but I'm looking for chocolate. And a banana is very easy to make out of chocolate. So, you know what?
It's actually quite hard.
This one has to be chocolate.
Go ahead, give it a bite.
Okay.
Sure you wanna do that?
This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. Yes. This is not chocolate.
That is not chocolate.
You know what? I'm still not giving up. I feel like there is some chocolate in here. So I'll try the apple.
You can give up, it's fine.
No, I know there's some chocolate in here. This one, does it have a bite?
Sorry, I just got a little hungry earlier.
This has to be the chocolate. 3, 2, 1.
Bro!
Oh my god,
that's a real apple. You're just wasting attempts right now.
Okay, I'm still not giving up on the fruit bowl.
One more attempt!
I just know there is chocolate in here. I can smell it.
There's no chocolate. Honestly, did you check over there in that area?
I'm not giving up on this.
You have one attempt, use it wisely.
I'll do this one.
I'll rethink your decision.
I'll try the banana again.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Why'd you find that?
Yes! More of my chocolate items went unfound.
I tried.
There is still one of your items here. Chris, come on in. Where is your last item, Cam?
The book.
Ooh.
What?
I couldn't even see it.
Yep.
But I had 2 items that you guys didn't find. Last episode.
Okay. Oh, I didn't even see that.
What? It's obviously not that good, but I just put it in the corner. It's a shoe.
Yeah. I thought that was a telephone.
Hello? And there's one more over here. I don't know how you guys didn't see this one.
Oh, what? That's
Coca-Cola bottle.
That's so obvious.
Look.
It is actually chocolate.
There's chocolate!
I mean, without the glasses, it's super obvious.
Yeah, it's impossible with the glasses on.
Well, now that you guys have seen all the chocolate items, Cam?
Dude.
It's time you do the punishment. We're destroying your car with chocolate sauce.
Woo! At least it'll be tasty.
Follow me! Oh. Woo! All right, this is Cam's car. It's about to get crazy.
Wait, we don't have to do it.
Oh, yes, we do. I have a bunch of chocolate right here. Wait. Close the door!
No! Whoa. Hey. That's my car!
I don't care!
No, okay, just...
We got some big ones right here.
Wait, I can...
Oh. Yo, you're gonna have to clean your car pretty good after this.
Tastes good. Whoa!
You know what? Here we go.
Wait,
here we go.
Wait, no.
Here we go.
We don't have to do
this. Move out of the way.
No. Whoa!
Oh.